My name is Sylvia Bullard, and on 88.9 The Cube today, we're going to be learning more about an art exhibition that has already begun. It started Tuesday, September 10th, and is running until Sunday, October 6th. It is the limited edition of Graphic Arts of the 20th Century, and it takes place in Georgeville at the Studio Georgeville. Now, Studio Georgeville is an art gallery and a cultural center located in the quaint village of Georgeville. I have a special guest with me today, Yoannick Izabart. He is the curator. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you, Sophia. And thanking for having me and talking about art and prints, and a little bit also about the Studio Georgeville, who already 5 years old in the meantime too, and I think they are so fantastic and dynamic. So it's a pleasure for me to be a curator there also.
Yes. So you say that it's 5 years old?
Yes.
And have you always been affiliated with it?
No, I discovered the gallery maybe 3 years ago, and I went once in a while to a vernissage. But the last year I got more in touch with them because I really like the artists they exhibit. And at a certain moment, though, I met Ellen and Tricia, who are working in the gallery, and they are members, if I'm not wrong. And from that, one day they called me and they said, do you want to do exhibition? And they know I collect prints and art from a little bit all over the world. So from there on, I said, let's do a print show and talk a little bit about prints, because there are so many misunderstandings about what is an original print and what is a reproduction. And so that's what happened.
Okay, so now this presentation is going to be given by you on Saturday, September 21st.
Yes.
From 2 to 4 p.m.
Yes. Exactly.
And you're going to be talking about what is an original print.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and what is a limited edition, and a little bit the techniques, the important techniques. But I'm not going to talk about all the techniques that exist in the printing, in the printing, because that is too much. But mainly really to say, what is a genuine print, what is a multiple, what is a monotype. That means that there is only one print made, and it's like a genuine original artwork that could have been a watercolor or a canvas, and so on. So that is quite a task, but I will do my best to make it clear.
Mm-hmm. And so you're going to be also offering some private evaluations?
Yes, I will do that on the next Saturday, on the 28th of September.
Okay.
From 2 to 5.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And people then who have a print, or they have an artwork and they are not really sure what is it. Is it, sometimes they think they have a watercolor, but it's a very, very good quality print, because it's not always easy to see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come over and show the print, and I will try to find out who made it and from what period also. So a little bit like a mini antique roadshow.
Right, right. No, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
so you have been collecting art, what, for some 37 years,
yes,
I think?
Yes, yes. As a young man, my first artwork was a print which I bought when I was 17 years old.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So then how did it evolve from there?
And it evolved from there, and even I started in a little antique shop in Belgium at the seaside, a place called Knokke. I was still a student, and I opened that little shop in the weekends and on the holidays, and so the ball got rolling. And as a little brocanteur, as they said, I became an antique dealer, and finally maybe even a very important antique dealer, because I did a lot of fairs and so on. And then I started to be interested also in modern art, and I started to combine modern art with antiques, and then finally to become a fine art dealer, and even having a gallery of contemporary art. So that is, in a few words, how I evolved.
Right, right. I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah.
But so you are a collector. Basically, you have a lot of knowledge. Do you yourself paint, or are you artistic?
No, I should, but I never did that step. I always thought I was not good enough. So it's maybe something I can do in the future. We will see.
For sure. So yeah. Now the exhibition that is running at the Studio Georgeville, it started on Tuesday, September 10th.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit eclectic what we show, because, like I said, I want to show also a little bit all the kinds of techniques and artists who worked in that media.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, of course, important Canadian artists like Kitty Bruno and Armand Vaillancourt, Paul Vanier-Beaulieu, who did some etchings and so on. So I want to show those works. But I have also works from Europe, and I was a big fan of what they call the Cobra Group.
Mm-hmm.
It is, in the meantime, a very renowned artist movement. The Cobra means it has nothing to do with a snake. It's artists.
Oh.
They came from Denmark, so you have Copenhagen,
mm-hmm.
you have artists from Belgium, you have Brussels, and you have Dutch artists in there too, and then Amsterdam. So if you take Cobra, you have CO for Copenhagen, BR for Brussels, and A for Amsterdam. And that's the way they made that that group. And they did that in 1948 in Paris. And then they did not last so long, but later on, other artists work together with those
mm-hmm.
Primary artists. So I show works of them too.
Mm-hmm. And I guess as well, you have some of our local artists on display as well.
Yes. But I have prints of Armand Vaillancourt, for instance, who is naturally more known for his sculptures.
Mm-hmm.
But he did some printing, so he's from Black Lake. So you could call that regional.
So now, if anybody wants to go and visit the art gallery, can you tell us about the location of it and the times?
Yes. So Studio Georgeville is at the 20 Carré Cop. Maybe you can give the phone number if people want
okay.
some more information.
Sure.
So that's 819-843-9992. So 819-843-9992. And they have also their website, which is www.studiogeorgeville.com. So they can find information. I think on the website there is a map. So anyway, it's in the center of the village.
And it's not a big village, so it can't be hard to find.
Yeah.
Georgeville is quite small, isn't it?
So. Yeah, they don't have to worry about a traffic jam.
No, that's right. That's right. It's a beautiful little village, and I'm sure that all of the artwork is very beautiful to see as well. So, okay, so that goes on, and that's on every day until October 6th, right?
Yeah, except on Monday.
Except on
Mondays? The other days from 11 to 5 p.m.
Okay, and then again on September 21st, you will give a presentation titled "What is an Original Print?"
Yes.
And then on Saturday, September 28th, you will offer private evaluations.
Yes, people may come with their print. I have already people who made a reservation by phone. They say what hour they want to come, because we don't know. I don't have a crystal ball, but
right.
we don't know how many people will come over. So it's maybe interesting to make a reservation, call the gallery and say, oh, well, I would like to be there at a certain time. So, and that is, once again, between 2 and 5 p.m. they can come over.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for being available today and speaking to us about this. Hopefully, then you get a large turnout to the presentations and also to the gallery.
Thank you so much, Sofia, and giving us the opportunity to talk about the show. But once again, also the beautiful work that Studio Georgeville members do. Really, they are important for the community.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
All right. And thank you.
Thank you very much.